I get the opportunity to spotlight a great organization this morning, the Boy Scouts of America, although it is now co-ed. So good morning, guys.
Good morning. Good morning.
Philip Wright joining us this morning along with District Director Ken White. And we've had the stories on already from your banquet, but from what I understand, it was just a huge success.
Amazing. Amazing. I mean, it was an honor for us to have the chief, Mike Sobar, all the way from Dallas, to come and spend the afternoon with us. He got to mingle with our volunteers, with our youth. It was a great afternoon, a great evening for scouting. And this is the season. And as a United Way agency, you know, we're just so blessed to be here in Bartlesville and to share the success of our council from 2018 and all the hard work from all the volunteers this year.
Well, I know we ran the story that you achieved gold status. And I think there was like five councils nationally that outranked us somewhere along the line. We got to do something about that. I mean, you can't let those five this is great. You know, gold status when you only five in the country.
Yeah, we ended up in like 4.2%. Yes, at top 4.2% of all the councils in the nation. Yeah. Yes, sir.
And that's so we cover a six county area.
Six counties. Yes,
so
six counties.
That's huge when you look at all the other places. That I mean, scouting. I know you can't get around some of those major headquarters where you got big camps. Right. That this case, scouting has got to be huge there. But I mean, this is something that really you need to just get up on the mountaintop and blow your horn
and be proud of, because and it takes a lot of work. You know, the second year in a row, and you're talking about this metric. It covers everything. It covers from camping hours, from advancement for youth. It covers, level of recruitment, how many youth we keep, retention, fundraising. So it covers a lot of areas, and to do that 2 years in a row is just amazing. It just means so much to the council.
Well, yeah, I mean, and Copeland mentioned it very well. It's nice to be able to achieve it once, but I don't care if we're talking about a repeat of a sporting championship, or in this case, what you guys did. Repeats are always tougher than doing it the first time.
Yes, and that second row, and we see it too by the other councils that were not fortunate enough to get there, how tough it is.
Yeah, and I mean, it's in one sense, you can sit back and say, okay, we did it. Now we know what it takes to do it. It ought to be easy, but if you say, it's that continuing that extra 10% to continue to improve.
Correct. Because what happens is the standards for 2019 are based on the top 10 performing councils in the nation. So that bar gets moved every year, so it gets tougher and tougher.
Yeah, and so it's that continued improvement. You can't just maintain status quo. We had 1,000 members. We still got 1,000 members. Yeah. We're good.
No. No, not at all. Not at all. Yes.
Of course, all the changes over the past, I'll say roughly 12, maybe extended out to 18 months, adding women into scouting. That's a huge challenge.
You know what? And it's been great because now we have... in the fall, with our fall recruitment effort, we recruited 116 girls in the Cub Scout program. And so as of February 1st, we have what's called Scout BSA now. And so we've been very blessed. Again, the strength of our membership committees. Now we have two girl troops, one in each district. We have two districts, Osage Hills and Grand Lakes. Mm-hmm. And so we have one now. So now our girls can now move into those girl troops and continue their scouting experience. So we're very blessed to be able to have that.
Expectations, project that out for me. I don't care, 3, 5, however far out you want to take it. What will scouting look like around the Cherokee Council, 2, 3, 4 years down the road?
You know, expectation, I think, right now we're averaging about our total membership, our traditional membership, that's just the Cub Scout, Cal BSA program, our venturing program. I think we'll probably grow about close to 5-10% in the next five years. Yeah. I think that's a pretty good conservative growth that we'll have because, again, now the whole family can join. So, you can bring your little sister and now she has a path all the way through to Eagles. So that's going to continue. And I think the other, and that's why the speech of Mike was so important, because he talked about where we are as a nation and the importance and the value of character development today in America. And so that's not going to change. And especially here with us, such a valuable opportunity for our youth to have, you know, now both siblings can have that same opportunity to get the values of scouting and grow.
You know, at the upper levels, you've always been co-ed, exploring that sort of thing. But of course, starting it off, you know, from the earliest scouting experience, that's, to me, that's just a huge change. And I don't remember who made the comment from the banquet, but it's like what happened in the 30s as far as adding.
Correct, yeah. Yes. Yeah, in the 30s, when the Cub Scout program was started, ironically enough, the number of youth that joined, it was considered almost a failure because 2 years later, it was like 2,000. And so it wasn't a big, big number. But you look at it now, it's amazing to see now how the Cub Scout program, it's up in the, you know, 800,000 plus, mm-hmm. you know. So it's amazing to see what a few years will do. So, yeah, we're excited. And like we were saying earlier, now the entire family can enjoy scouting. So it's great.
It'll be interesting to see how things are going. We touched during United Way fun time. We talked, and you were, of course, relatively, I'd say, brand new on the job.
Yeah.
But I think you'd been in town for like 2 weeks or something when I first talked to you. But now that you've got your feet mostly firmly planted on maybe slippery ground, how are things going so far this year, just locally, Bartlesville, Washington County area?
You know, it's been wonderful. You know, we're in the first part of the year. This is our fundraising town, so Friends of Scouting is huge for us now. And what we do, our cycle allows us, if we can get all our fundraising done now in the first quarter of the year, then we can focus on program. Then we can focus on summer camps and day camps, and we can continue to provide the program and then get ready for the fall for more recruitment and continue to provide a wonderful scouting program. And so, yes, our partner United Way, we're so grateful to United Way because it allows us to continue to provide a quality program, not just here, but in the entire council. So the last quarter of the year was fantastic. The first quarter right now is coming out really well. Right now we're just over the 54% right now in fundraising. So it's been great. So now we just have to continue working and then put that behind us so that we can get back to program.
Always back to program.
Yes.
Talking with Philip White this morning, Scout Executive, but Ken White is in the building too. I don't want to leave you out of the conversation, Ken. You've been the mainstay here for some time, getting some new leadership this year, but you almost had the opportunity to practice those Scout skills this morning when somebody fell down.
Yes. I've been here for about 3 years and really enjoyed the time here. And like you said, this morning I was at a school to do an assembly and a gentleman had fallen on the ice and hurt himself pretty badly and got to, you know, render immediate aid and stay with him and get him comfortable and get help called and do the right thing by getting this gentleman taken care of this morning. So it was nice having to get pressed into duty like that.
What was going on at the school?
They do an assembly on Wednesday mornings out at Wilson. It's a wake up Wilson. Mm-hmm. And I go out there and I do character point talks. This morning happened to be about courtesy, so it fit real well with everything, because some of the students, after I went inside to the assembly, after the gentleman had the help he needed, actually came up to me and said, "Is that guy going to be okay? What's, you know, gosh, that was terrible." Is he, you know, they were actually being courteous and asking and inquiring about him as little grade school age young men and ladies, which I love seeing that kind of thing.
Well, that's I think ultimately that's what scouting is all about, is those character traits, so that's great. So how often are you at the school then?
I go into a school every week at least once. I do morning programs at Kane and at Wilson, and then also do a program at the Boys and Girls Club after schools too for kids that miss out on a standard scouting program.
And that has to help feed your program as far as people being interested in scouting. When you're there in uniform, you know, just being that visible reminder of what scouting's all about.
Absolutely. We have much stronger Cub Scout packs at the schools that I currently go into than we did 3 years ago when I started going into them, whether that's because of that or in addition to, I don't know, but the presence certainly doesn't hurt. Just the constant presence and input to the students. I just got through doing a 6 week long program with just the third grade boys out at Wilson, where we did anti-bullying and I worked through the 12 points of the Scout Law, because they're kind of points to live by in life.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when I was out there this morning, the teachers came up and telling me how much the third graders had enjoyed connecting and how special they felt having somebody come in just to see them for those sessions. So very gratifying.
That's kind of, at least in my experience, that's about the time that a lot of my friends and I got started in scouting. Third grade seemed to be a magic year, at least, I don't know if it still is, at least for me growing up, that was the year that everybody picked up scouting.
Yeah, all of our data shows that between the third and fifth grade is when youth make their choices. And so you're exactly right. That's a magical year for us, yeah.
That third grade or even fourth grade emphasis, that's a great time for you two to be out connecting with students, right?
Oh, absolutely. And we feel like whether they choose to take a traditional scouting path and come and join a troop or a pack, or whether they just listen and learn and absorb a little bit from the lessons that are brought into school, either way, it's a win-win. They're hearing the right things about the life skills that were going to help them in the future, regardless.
We hear the stories of success of the young men, and I guess now young women, completing the program, that ultimate scout level, Eagle Scout. It seems, you know, you see the names, and I don't know that I see a lot of them. There have to be a lot more making that than sure. What I see. But the program is alive and well.
It is. And, you know, one of the things about the Eagle Scout rank is it's very tough. You know, less than 2% of youth that actually join scouting actually make it. We're very fortunate here that we have some really strong scout masters and assistant scout masters that help our youth work hard and motivate them to get to that level. So we have a very good percentage here. But more importantly, too, it speaks to the quality of the leadership that we have in all of our troops and our packs, because what we see is that our retention number is one that we're just very grateful, because the leaders that are there day in, day out, week in, week out, making sure that we have a quality program, we cannot thank them enough, because without them, that path to Eagle becomes so much harder to do. And so we want to say thank you to all of our leaders, especially the at every level, because it takes a village, and it takes a village of leaders to get our youth there.
Yeah.
And that being said, I want to plug an upcoming event if we can.
Yeah.
Our thank you event for our volunteers mm-hmm. comes up on March the 26th. It's our annual volunteer recognition.
Just about a month from today.
Right. All the volunteers in the council gather to recognize each other, for us to recognize the strongest leaders and the ones that have had really stepped out and done a lot of great for the youth. And March 26th, 6:30, St. John's mm-hmm. Catholic Church. Mm-hmm. And anybody is welcome, any of you old volunteers out there that haven't been active in a long time and would love to come and see what's going on, 6:30 on the March 26th, or come by the office and inquire about it. We'll be presenting President's Awards, the Silver Beaver Award, which is the highest council award, and just an awful lot of great fellowship and recognition of these wonderful volunteers.
Okay. Pre-registration, you obviously need to know how many people are coming, right?
We're going to be fine regardless. If you could let us know, that would be fantastic. But if you have it on your calendar and you decide that day to come, come on out.
Okay. Well, that's great. Friends of Scouting is such an important idea.
Yes. And this is the season. We fundraise January through the first quarter of the year and a little bit into the second quarter. And so right now we're grateful for all the gifts we've had so far, and we have a little bit more to go. Our units are starting to do their Friends of Scouting presentations as well. So we want to encourage all of our donors to continue to support Scouting, because without them we cannot do the program. So we want to say thank you and continue to help us get there.
If a local organization wanted to hear more about scouting, and I'm sure
yes.
two of you would be more than happy to come over, but I'm willing to bet you a soft drink that there are some advanced level young men and women that might come out and represent scouting too.
Yes, and we will be glad to talk, and obviously our website and our council service center is right here, and our phone numbers and emails, so we'll be glad to talk to anyone. Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, again, the banquet coming up on the 26th at St. John's. 26th of March, and again, come out and help recognize the people that have yes. done what it takes to make scouting a success.
Yes, yeah, because without them, scouting wouldn't happen, and it takes that level of dedication. So we're so appreciative.
Okay, well, thank you so much, guys. Ken White, Philip Wright. You guys, your names rhyme. thank you for coming in this morning. Let us know about what's going on in scouting. And again, congratulations on that gold status. That is huge.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us. You have a great day, too.
Thank you very much. And again, that's our Community Connection on AM 1400, 93.3 FM K1. And we'll continue with more on this Wednesday morning. Do watch out. We do have some sleet in around the area, probably some slippery roads. So again, drive carefully on this Tuesday morning.
Good day, everyone. Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time to take a look at your agricultural market.